for Joe's Need to Know News. This is kind of impressive, also kind of creepy. A 25-year-old man tricked the Dallas school system and posed as a high school student. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
He did this all in an attempt to play some basketball. Now, the man was arrested after he pretended to be a 17-year-old and enrolled at two high schools. He ended up joining one of the school's basketball team and was voted District 11-5A's Offensive Player of the Year. So this guy was like the best athlete in that thing.
The man just wanted to play some ball.
It sounds like it. His true identity was discovered when his ex-basketball coach at another high school spotted him playing in a high school tournament. Like, wait a minute, what the heck is he doing?
That is so amazing.
He played like 7 or 8 years ago, so they recognized him. Here's the thing, which is not cool. The mother of a 14-year-old girl who says the phony high schooler dated her daughter.
No way!
She's kind of mad. So this 25-year-old guy dated a 14-year-old. Now, according to everything that went on, the relationship wasn't sexual. I don't know about
that. A 25-year-old not having a sexual relationship? That's interesting.
I don't believe that. The fake high schooler is now out on bond and facing charges of tampering with government records, which I've never heard of that being charged with, but...
That's insane. You know what? That reminds me of the movie Never Been Kissed, with Drew Barrymore, that super old movie, and she's like in her late 20s or like early 30s and poses as like a high schooler. Mm-hmm. But honestly, any of you who have just recently graduated from college or are recently graduating from college, don't have a career lined up, don't know what you're going to do with your life, want a couple extra years back in the glory days, not a bad idea.
I just don't see why you'd go back to school, because you got to do the homework. You got to be able to like maintain the grades.
Yeah, but like it's high school. High school homework is like nothing. That's like the easiest thing in the world.
I graduated Howell High School with a 1.7 GPA.
Well, did you play any varsity sports?
I was the team manager for our baseball team. I went 1-for-2 batting.
That's what I thought. You have no reason to go back unless you have dreams aspiring to be a baseball manager again. You have no dreams of going back. But people who were the star of their soccer team, I mean, I think would give an arm and a leg to go back and do that again.
Do one more bicycle kick and win the game. All right, it sounds like middle-class women have discovered ecstasy. This story is insane. A 50-year-old woman, this is in London, claims she invented Bring. Do you know what Bring is? Bring.
Bring, is it?
Bring.
Okay, so is it E, which is ecstasy, wrapped in Brie?
Yes, Brie cheese. Yes, Bring, she says she did it. She says her and her friends did this last year. They did it, and they took E to open up with each other and improve their friendships.
Wow, I bet it really improved in many ways and layers.
The trend spread so much, she's now getting invites all the time to Bring parties. So is this what my mom's doing in Ohio now? Hanging out with my grandmother, just bringing it up?
Hey, no judgment. You do you. You're a little late to the party, but whatever.
I hate talking about this negative stuff. I didn't play the video the other day. I didn't have time. But did you see I believe he's a lawyer in New York who went on this rant he was targeting these Spanish-speaking restaurant employees. And he went after these people. He's actually, he's paying a lot of, a big price for it now. The thing happened in New York. He's a lawyer. And he is reportedly being kicked out of his office space now, Corporate Suites, the company that operates the business center in which attorney Aaron Schausberger leases office space, has terminated his agreement with him. The company president stated, "His actions are just not consistent with our community and rules and regulations. It's totally contrary to everything we believe in as a company and personally." Now, this guy came under fire after a video of him lashing out at a Spanish-speaking employee in a Midtown Manhattan restaurant went viral. In the video, he suggests, and he's saying all these things, that the employees are likely illegal immigrants, and he's like, "We're in America, you should speak English." I understand that, but like if you're working at a restaurant and the customer understands Spanish better, there's no problem with speaking to them in Spanish or French or anything, especially New York, which is diverse. There's probably 200 different languages people speak there.
Wait, what was the like employees doing wrong? Were they doing
They were doing nothing. They just were talking in Spanish, and it's one of those like, "We're in America, damn it, speak our language." Person from Mexico.
This guy sounds like a major douche, and like those guys that would bring up like, "I'm a lawyer" in a fight.
Yeah.
So this guy's a loser.
Yeah, a total loser. And it's funny seeing like the New York Times and different like publications trying to track him down. The guy like wants to be all private now. I mean, One part of me feels bad, not because what he did, he should definitely be held accountable for it. But it's like, now when you mess up, you are done. Like, this guy, done. Whether he had a bad day or whatever, he's hateful, whatever it is, this guy is done.
Yeah, this guy is giving me the vibes that he, like, fat shames his, like, wife or girlfriend. So I don't like this guy.
Do you ever see, like, these funny photos on usually, like, the weather radar where maybe it looks like a wiener or it's different things, like,
the
temperatures?
Uh-huh.
Well, this isn't necessarily funny, but it's incredible. This is, I think it's actually between, like, Wisconsin and Michigan. There's Lake Michigan right there. It's like a little body of water. Well, big body. And there's this weather track. It looks like a bunch of rain. It's actually thousands or millions of flies, but it looks like it's a big storm front coming. You have to see this weather map photo. I'll put it up on the Joe's Need to Know News blog at radio90.com. It's just green. Ugh. But I guess the flies only live 3 to 4 days. It's weird. So they're there and then they die and they can't bite or sting you. But
Like an overload of flies, which are just stupid, and no one wants to talk about the extinction of bees. Whatever.
Wait, are bees dying?
At an alarming rate,
well,
Joseph.
I didn't realize
an
we were
an alarming rate.
I didn't realize we were in such a dramatic situation here.
We are in
here.
A bee catastrophe.
Then what do we do?
Read the news. Okay.
Please, then inform me. What do we do to save the bees here? Do I put honey out for them? What do I do?
I don't know. Maybe buy a bunch of like Burt's bees. Put them back in business. Maybe they're going through a
recession. So they're unemployed now?
Maybe they're going through a recession.
Thanks, Trump. Fix that. let's see here. This is sad, and I've been reading a lot about it. I've been talking about going to therapy, and I think I'm sad. Like, I've realized, I'm like, why don't I have a lot of friends? I'm like, oh, because I do the show, I go home and sit on my ass and eat food. I'm like, maybe if I went outside, I could make friends. And this is interesting, and like, I know Alex, if she was here, she would probably say she does the same thing. 1 in 4 Americans spend almost all of their day indoors.
That's so sad.
But it's true, though. I know there's people that do this, maybe even kids, too. But researchers are now warning that an indoor generation is being born that spends as much as 90% of time inside. And that is me. I went outside finally yesterday because it was nice and sat on my porch. I drank, like, you know, 3 or 4 Sun King beers.
Ooh, and, getting a little tipsy there?
I got a buzz
Cheeks
on.
Getting a little flush.
Got a little buzzy buzz. And I was just working on, like, getting my fishing pole and tackle box ready to do some fishing so I could go outside for once. But they say it's just, they also found this is young all the way up to elderly or disabled. But they're not the only ones. It's young people too. And women and children who travel to and from school or work are only going outside during their commute. They warn that spending too much inside can have a negative effect on both your physical and mental health. It can mess up your sleep patterns, your alertness levels, and even your mood.
Honestly, I love to go outside, and I've barely gone outside ever while I've been in Indy because I don't have any like relief. All my friends that I've made work all the time. And so I feel like I don't have any friends to go outside with, so I've thought about starting skateboarding. I think I'm going to skateboard just so I can skateboard along the Monon Trail and like listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
because I don't have any friends to go outside
with. All
right,
please promise your Uncle Joe over here you're going to wear a helmet. I want you wearing a helmet and wrist guards.
Yes, and knee pads.
And real quick, I want to squeeze this in. You can see it on the blog, radio90.com. This girl in Missouri trained her pet cockatoo, Nell, to pull out her loose tooth.
You pulled it out! She did it! Oh my god! Good job, Nell! She pulled out my tooth!
All right, now here's the thing. Get ready for the infection to come because it's disgusting, but it went right in there, whoop, pulled it out. Wow.
That's
okay.
Amazing.
That's Joe's Need to Know News.